Hey, hey, happy day, liberals. Every time I see a liberal, they look like I need a drink. I need to drink a whole bunch to try to make them sane. And that doesn't work really well. I got to tell you, reducing trade with China in 2020, that was the big objective, right? But recently, what's going on is so many people are saying people being liberal stores. I mean, this is terrible. They're kicking it up a notch and they're buying more stuff from China. I don't know. That has always rubbed me the wrong way. I mean, why? I'm not a globalist. I mean, why not just make it in your own backyard and sell it? It's doable. Get a man on that. And talking about China, you got the prime mistake in Canada. This guy is totally out of control. Totally. Recently, he invited the Chinese government to bring their troops to Canada to train. You kidding me? These are your semi-enemies, aren't they? I mean, they attack other countries and they keep Canadians in prison. They lock them up and the private state can't even get them out. And this is the same guy that a couple of years ago said this: I admire the Chinese communist dictatorship. You know, now he's helping them. He's helping them learn how to shoot. I mean, really? And the CBC, they don't even talk about this. And that apparently, so they say, that would be the Communist Broadcasting Corporation, duh, apparently is owned by the people. And who broke the news? Rebel News out of Canada. Good job, guys. I mean, they did it and they work hard. And these other guys, I mean, they lose a couple of $1 billion a year, upwards to that much. That would be the CBC and others. Everybody lives in subsidies. Not us. I don't think Rebel either. They're out getting their own money. Anyone who can help the right-wing cause, they're my friend. Canada, in addition to that nonsense, which is the private stake, Canada now is providing $485 million. That's like a half a billion. There's no money left, is there? Good heavens. $485 million to help developing countries, other countries, cope with COVID. $230 million of that will target these, you know, courses and things that are going to go out and help people to understand how to take the vaccine. And it's free. They're going to give it free to everybody. It ain't free for Canadian citizens, let me tell you, $500 million. And when they say 485, you know it's a lot more because the government always has no budget and they always go over it. That pretty much says it. And in addition to that, I got more additions. That same government awarded $371 million. $371 million. This COVID thing has been like bread from heaven for all these whacks. I'm telling you, they're stealing left and right. Just left. And $371 million contract to secure personal protective equipment. It's one of the largest medical supply deals in the history of the country, and it goes to a little company that has a house. They operate out of a house in suburban Ottawa, and they have no apparent prior experience with this kind of stuff, procurements, etc., in any way, shape, or form, right? I mean, are you kidding me? There's 26,000 people or companies, 26,000 applied for this position, I guess, or this money. One guy gets it, and this ain't the first time this has happened. This has been a long list of stuff. These guys, if you start drilling and going down, you'll find probably that they're all related or friends of the private state or somebody in the Liberal cabinet. This is like a banana republic. Someone's got to stop this. I mean, heavenly days. And then in addition, in 2020, the refugee resettlement thing that a lot of countries, globalist countries, try hard to work at. It's not all bad, I guess. There's 168 countries that implemented border and travel restrictions. Canada was one of them, and millions of displaced people around the globe. They were stuck. They couldn't leave, and they couldn't go home. They're stuck wherever they are because there's COVID, right? All except one country stepped up. Guess what? That's Canada. Canada. They stepped up and they said, come on in. They brought them in by the busload, plane load, boat load. They just do that. In Canada now, the most popular name is Smith, along with Johnson, Meyer, Jones, Williams. I'm sorry, I take that back. That's the U.S. Smith, Johnson, Miller, Jones, and so on. In Canada, the most popular name is Smith and Brown, Tremblay, and Roy. Soon going to be something else, because none of those people coming in are European people. I don't know if that's good or bad, right? None of them are white, I don't think. Again, I don't know if that's good or bad. Or indifferent. Probably indifferent. Why don't you ask the people who own the country? Nobody talks. These liberals, everything they do, you have to be suspicious of, because I tell you, these are the same people that have a rule in place, a law in place, that lawyers, after they get their fee for immigration, legal immigration, not this kind of stuff I'm talking about, in addition to that, the government, which is the taxpayers, gives each lawyer for each file, $50,000. Ah, oh boy. On a lighter note, if you have ability, but you need an opportunity, maybe I have a position for you. I'm a startup kind of junkie. I start up businesses all the time, and I have a concept for a startup business that I'll fund, and I need somebody to run it. And if you have an interest in that, send us an email, admin@rightedition.com. It's a computer situation. It's all online. It's not a game, but it's kind of a big idea, and it's a business I think can do very well with the right person. So again, if you have ability, but you need an opportunity, send us an email and y'all come back here, because it's the right thing to do. See ya.